Wild Bunch Podcast.
Jake's mom and the Wild Bunch know relationships are hard.
I know.
Sometimes you just need help figuring it out.
I need help.
That's where the man panel comes in.
Big Mama's man panel.
That's what we call ourselves.
Earth's mightiest heroes, I think.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, man panel fans of all ages, welcome to the man panel! This is the most talked about relationship advice segment on the planet, and I cannot wait to get to it today because we got all kinds of emails and text messages coming in, and I love that. And if you have a problem in your relationship, stop arguing in quarantine. Bring it on in here. Call it the quarantine court. I like to call it the man panel. Joining us on the man panel today, Dr. Dollar is back. We also have Bookie back on the show this morning. Good morning, Bookie. How you doing today?
Good morning, Big Mama.
And we also have Judge Justice momentarily trying to connect his audio as soon as his dial-up works in, and he'll be connected. And Dr. Dollar is back, and soon we should have Tucker. Hopefully, we'll have the athlete on here, and we're trying to get him connected. I have not heard from him this morning, but we'll find out.
He's sleeping in this rain. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, boy, that thunderstorm is intense out there. You guys, I'm amazed you all woke up today. Judge is still trying to figure out how to dial in, so we'll be with him. I see him there. We see he's almost here.
We'll hear him.
All right, yeah, you'll hear him. We'll all hear him. My wife and I, man panel, had an argument yesterday while quarantining. I mentioned that she had let herself go since she had been at home. She got mad and said I had no right to criticize. I'm still walking and working out. She has stopped eating healthy and exercising and says she'll start again once the quarantine ends. I think it's wrong that she's allowing herself to go. I think it's important after a couple is married for several years to try even harder to impress each other in person in order to keep the spark alive. Shouldn't she be trying extra hard like I am? Is it right for her to use the quarantine as an excuse to stop exercising and take care of herself, let yourself go? Who's right, me or her? Is it okay to tell your significant other that she's gaining that COVID-15?
Big Mama, if you want to get laid, it's not okay. And if you're smart, it's not okay. Everybody is dealing with it differently. And who are we to judge anybody? Some people exercise more, some people exercise less, some people eat healthier, some people don't eat healthy. The approach is how you should, how do you tell somebody that you want them? I would tell her, hey, I want to do stuff together. Let's go walk on the beach now together. The beach, apparently they're open today. Is that right?
Yeah, it's open at sunrise. Right now.
So they're open today. Let's go for a walk on the beach. Let's go together to do some activities. I think the togetherness is extremely important here. Not that, you know, you should do that and I know what I'm doing and you don't know what you're doing.
I just realized something on our Zoom here, and I'll share it with the world when I get done putting this up. And, Doc, you're going to love this one. Tell me that Bookie doesn't look like Judge Justice's illegitimate child. Dude, look at these two. Look at these two in this camera. Good Lord, Judge, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Daddy. Daddy.
At least he's not going, Daddy.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay, I'm ready to answer this one.
All right, go ahead, jump.
Okay, now there's multiple parts to this question. First, I think it's okay to be honest with your wife and tell her, hey, sweetie, you put on the Corona extra 15. However, you are not correct. Because see, what it is you have aggravated her to a point to where she's got that constant headache because she don't want to put out because you done something to aggravate her. So she's closed up shop. She's letting the sidewalk out front not get swept. So you need to go in, you know, help out with the kids, do something besides play Xbox on the couch all day.
I think you guys are approaching
it. Exercising.
You guys are approaching this all wrong. You come home with a dozen Krispy Kremes. You slap them down on the table. You say, "I brought you some food home." The next day, you come home with a chocolate cake. You slap that down on the table. You say, "I brought you some cake home." Just remember one thing. As long as you're staying dedicated and you're watching what you eat and you're working out and she's decided that she wants to be a little, you know, whatever and eat all that food and do whatever she wants to do and be lazy, you're going to be ahead of the game. When this is all over, you're going to look at her and be like, "Oh, it's hard for you now, huh? Huh? You want another dozen donuts? I'll bring you home another dozen tomorrow." You'll always be the better looking, skinnier one in a relationship. Let it go. You think I'm wrong?
Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Let it go.
Says hey, man with the smoking hot wife.
Hey, hey, how many healthy dinners are you cooking for your wife, Blair?
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Time to if you're gonna sit there and just criticize her all day long? Man. If you want her to eat better, then you better start cooking some dinners too. That's all I'm saying.
What do you say, Judge? We got a really bad mic on you. You sound like you're 2 miles away from us.
Let's see. Maybe I just need to get louder, Biggs, because I'm too quiet.
Yeah. You're no, not usually.
Oh, I know, right?
He's a real screamer, if you know what I mean.
Well, this is my take on it. So I feel like usually I'm not about excuses, and I don't agree with the other person letting themselves go, but considering that we're in a pandemic and everybody is dealing with this in their own way, I think he should cut her some slack, let her live her life, and then when she feels like it, she'll probably get back to her normal routine of eating healthy and stuff. He needs to be supportive of her, and then after this is over, then he can hold her accountable and be like, "Okay, baby, things are good now."
Yeah. I said, bring her a dozen donuts home. Be supportive of her.
Not that. Like don't feed her sugar.
I feel like I got to clap back at Little Brownie real quick, though.
Hey, all right, go ahead.
Because, see, I love Little Brownie to death, but she's a little bitty thing. And that girl can eat whatever she wants, and she stays a little bitty thing. She don't know the big girl problems.
But we don't know if she's a big girl. She just wants to eat her best life right now. So let her eat her best life,
yeah.
And then as she will get back to like
bring
eating
her
healthy.
A dozen Krispy Kremes and get ahead of the game, dog. I'm trying to help you, man. That's what this man panel's about. All right, you guys, if you got questions,
can I get a dozen
hit us up.
Krispy Kremes?
239-765.
Now I want Krispy
Kreme. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. We'll get more man panel coming up right after the break. Hold on.
B-1039.
Oh, wow. You are definitely not afraid of dessert.
You know, I wish I were secure enough to throw on any old thing and call it an outfit.
Men.
Hey, I like your tie.
Thanks.
Men, we know how to be friends.
Big Mama's Man Panel.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
There we go. I talked to the man panel off air. That's why it's like that. All right. The number one at music station, B1039. We are back now with the man panel. You have relationship issues? Are you fighting during the quarantine? Have you guys been going back and forth? Don't act like you haven't. All right. Don't act like you haven't, because I have talked to a couple of people in the law enforcement community and said the domestics have gone up. So stop fighting and just argue with us and we'll settle the argument. And then it's the rule of thumb. When the man panel makes it so, it's kind of like when you go to court and you get a judgment.
It is wrong.
Yeah, it's official. So, welcome back to the man panel today. We are back with, we've got Bookie, we've got Dr. Dollar, and we got Judge Justice all with us this morning as we are going to jump into another pretty intense question. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I lost my husband 2 years ago after we'd been married less than 3 months. He died in a motorcycle accident.
No.
I have had a sporadic contact with his family since the funeral. They never really warmed up to me. There was also some ugliness when they realized that all my husband's finances were put in my name after the wedding. His younger sister is getting remarried and wants the wedding bands and engagement ring. They belong to my husband's grandparents. I still wear the wedding band. I'm not 100% out there in the dating pool, but I've been trying to dip my toes. Should I give the rings back or maybe just the engagement ring. It hurts my heart to give up the signs of my marriage, but I don't know if I have the right to hold on to them when I barely had him and they were the family heirlooms. What do you think here?
Yeah, I think you should give them back.
Oh, you think so?
Listen, if you were married for 20, 30 years, I mean, those are, I mean, and you got kids together, that it stays in the family then, right?
And I feel like I disagree because a gift is a gift. He gave that to her because he loved her. And I believe that he would probably be upset if he found out that his family's like, oh, well, we want that back now. It's hers. She deserves to keep it.
Doc.
I disagree with Budman.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Boogie, talking.
Okay, she is family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's say that we want the ring back to keep it in the family. It is still in the family. She married him. It was hers. And it is not anybody else's ring to receive. It's not like she called off the engagement.
They're not going to have any kids together. He's dead.
Right, yeah.
Right.
And she going to get remarried. You watch.
And that's okay, but the ring is still hers.
Doesn't mean the sister is either.
What do you judge? Go ahead.
From a legal standpoint, all of that belongs to her. She was legally married to him. They did their finances however they chose to as a married couple, and all of that belongs to her legally. And personally, I think she's foolish if she gives it back. Listen, in my practice, I've seen hundreds of cases where you put a dollar on the table when somebody dies and it gets ugly. And I just had a very personal experience losing my dad. I can tell you that family gets foolish about money when people die. Keep that money. And if it means you don't have a relationship with them, as long as you don't have any kids, so be it. Don't let them steal what your husband gave you because he loved you.
Doc, you're in on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a mixed feelings here. So on one hand, you know, I agree with the judge. I think the money is the money. But on the other hand, if you want to have some relationship still with that family, with his family, and your sister-in-law, your future sister-in-law is getting married, and you want to do a good gesture, that will be a gesture out of the goodness of your heart. Do you need to do that? Not necessarily, but it may be the right thing to do. The money in the bank, the house, whatever he left you, it's yours.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a divorce. This is he died from an accident. You guys could have been married for 30 years. Who knows? With five kids. So this is not like you left him because you were cheating. So you did everything right. It was very unfortunate. If you wish to, you know, help the family out, you can do that. But otherwise, you don't have to do anything.
Why would she help the family out, though, when they're not helping her through this grieving process? I mean, she lost her life partner, and they cut ties with her immediately.
And they're like, oh, but we want the ring back. I think the ring signifies sentimental value to her, because as women, we're like, oh, my, we hold on to that possession or that thing, because we're like, oh, my God, I remember, like, wearing this. I said my vows in front of God. Like, it has sentimental value that she wants to hold on to, so I think that she should be allowed to keep it, because...
I get it completely. But again, it's called an olive branch. It's something that you are going to, a good deed that you are going to do in order to appease people. And you're trying. Now, if you see that these people are not nice people, they are not going, you shouldn't give anything. But if you think that this is going to amend things and you are going to belong a little bit to that family, I would do it.
I think you should give the rings back. You got everything else. It said it right there in the message. You got all the finances were switched into her name. That means she got the house. She got the cars. She got everything, including his life insurance, which I'm sure he had because they sound like a family that had their stuff together. She got all of that, and I think she should give the rings back and be like, hey, all right, see you guys later. Thanks for everything else.
But she was married to him, so I believe that
for
she
three
deserves,
months.
She was married to him, so he knew what he was doing, and in case anything happened, he had everything in her name. Like, she deserves it because they were partners.
Right,
they
but here's men. Here's what's going to happen. She's going
to Hold on. The judge wants to say. Go ahead, judge. Yeah.
The problem with an olive branch, Doc, is sometimes you extend an olive branch, meaning peace and love, and they strip the olives off the branch, eat the eye, and shove the branch in your eye.
I like that.
What do you think? Thank you, Go ahead.
I mean, let's be honest. In the future, I'm sure she's going to meet somebody else. She's going to get married again, okay? And those rings, if she doesn't give them back, are going to go into a box, and they're going to go into a drawer, and she's never going to look at them for years to come. This is something that meant a lot to the family. Like, you don't have kids. You never had kids together. So the buck stopped there. I mean, people are texting in. They're saying you should give the rings back as like you were saying, an olive branch.
Yeah.
You know, help heal.
And then what happens when she does that and then the family doesn't want anything to do with her?
Good.
After that?
See you later. Who cares?
Yeah.
The Move on with your wife. That's
how the family
should be. They don't have
be.
Kids. They're not going to be connected for the rest of their lives. I'm sorry, but she's not a part of their family. In 3 months, they were married. That's 3 months. There has been no Christmases or holidays or stuff like that, or more than one of them. And even if they were dating for 3 or 4 years prior to that, they didn't have any kids. They weren't married. I mean, they were only married for 3 months. Give the rings back. You got so much out of it. If what it says in the thing is you got the finances, you probably already got enough to get, you know what, buy a ring and call it the one and say, and buy it with some of the life insurance money. Your husband would want you to give it back.
I don't think so. I think she deserves to keep it.
If you think about it, y'all say that she got everything, but she didn't get the person she wanted to spend the rest of her life with.
Yeah, he's dead.
And nobody's kind of saying, hey,
that's a valid point.
Let's take care of you emotionally first before we start asking you for things.
And regardless if they were married a month or 3 months, like, he gave it to her, so it's hers. Whatever she chooses to do with it, even if she gets remarried in the future, if she decides to give it back, she can, but it's up to her.
Mm. Right. There's no question about the legality that it's her ring. There's a difference between legality and what's the right thing to do.
Karmatic thing to do.
Right. Ethically.
The karmatic thing to do, man. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one right now. I'm going to go sidebar right now, as Judge Justice would say real quick. I have only been needing positive energy in my life. Therefore, I have only done positive things. I'm trying to go out there and do things because I don't need any negative karma. I don't need anything else coming around right now. There's a lot of stress and a lot of financial burden on all of us in the world. Everyone on this show included, all of us are going through something different right now. But so I've tried to put positive things out there. So when I say give the ring back as a positive note of positive karma to come back around, that's what I would do. That's just me. But let's move on because I want to get into another question. All right, here we go, guys. A friend of mine introduced me to this guy about 3 weeks ago. After the first night, we exchanged numbers. We met last weekend. We had a drink and conversation and then went our separate ways. We wound up texting a lot the next week. This is an older email, by the way. This is it's about a month old. Sorry, guys. I made dinner for us at my place, and we watched a movie. During the movie, he rolled over and tried to kiss me, and I shut him down. I told him that I was a little wigged out about COVID-19. At first, he thought I was kidding. When he realized I wasn't, he told me he was a bit put off. Before he got home, he texted me saying he really liked me, but wasn't sure that he could get on board with my concept of social distancing. He said that if he had coronavirus, that I would catch it anyway, considering how close we have been. He told me that he didn't know he could wait it out a whole pandemic just to get a kiss, and asked me if I would reconsider. Am I being silly or am I thinking right? Hold on. Let's go to the man first. Budman, what do you say about this?
Why are you going to go to me first?
Oh, because I want to hear your fear, your scare for
well,
this.
You already know what I'm going to say.
What are you
going to say? I'm going to be like, yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
You don't need to be kissing all up on straight. Now, you probably shouldn't even been, you should have been Zoom dating is what you should have been doing, or FaceTiming it.
Yeah, but too late now. What do you say? Too late now, Doc, or not?
No, it's not too late now. There's a difference between being, you know, a feet away or 10 inches away than exchanging saliva. There's a difference. So I'm you're lucky you didn't exchange saliva. The risk is much, much higher than just talking to somebody. Here you're talking about, you know, just volume. You did the right thing, lady.
Wow.
No,
I don't know, man. What do you say, Boogie?
Okay. And you got to keep in mind that this was a month ago that we got this email.
Yeah, we got this in March.
If you would have asked me at the beginning of March if I thought COVID-19 was going to be anything serious, I would have said no. But if you had asked me today, has my Grindr account been closed all throughout April? Hell yes, it has been closed. I'm not trying to get COVID-19 now that I know it's serious. So it's, hey, where she probably could have taken it more serious at the beginning than he did. I think it's, you need to fully understand where he thought this was at the time that it happened.
Judge, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I don't know what to think about that. You know, health concerns are health concerns. I think she was probably being cautious, and he should maybe think, hey, at least this is a person whom, from whom I'm not going to get STDs. She takes her health serious.
You know what? I'm glad that I went last on this because
I haven't said anything yet.
You're the peanut gallery. You might not get to go at all on this. All right.
You speak when spoken to.
All right. So this is what I want to say. I really believe this one. Before we run to, I'll get Brownie's answer, then I'll go back. There's a TV show out about it where you can't touch each other and you can't kiss without
too
being
hot to handle.
Too hot to handle. And it's a great TV show. And it talks about the whole process of getting to know somebody deeper. And although it only happened to two of the people on the show, and it could have all been staged for reality purposes, I like the concept. And this person should take this time to get to know her better because she already has morals and values.
Exactly. And so I think the fact that he was like, oh, well, I don't know if I can wait that long for a first kiss. Chill out, bro. Like, when she wants to, she will, and just respect her her wishes. Like, I just think right there, that's a red flag. So I would be like, you know what? This dude isn't somebody that I'm trying to date because I didn't really like that.
There we go.
I just think it's funny that that's y'all's answers when y'all normally throw the flag if she holds out past the third date.
I think right now we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. We got to be a little bit. If this wasn't the COVID-19, I'd say cut her off right now. Like, it's a different world. Now we're all like, well, she's being cautious. We got to be okay with it. Get
but
to know each other.
But even if she didn't want to kiss him after the third date, that's okay.
Man, you ain't getting a third date. You don't, man, you ain't getting, you probably don't get a, if this was a non-COVID-19
Red
time
ever.
And you don't kiss me on the first date and we go to dinner and I buy dinner and I go in for a kiss and you deny me? See ya. There won't be a second date.
I don't kiss on the first date.
Oh,
as soon as you
this?
Go and lean in for the first kiss, I'm like, give me 50 feet. I don't because I don't.
I'm turning off the peanut gallery. We don't want to hear it.
I hate to say it, though. If you listen to something that she said, she doesn't kiss on the first date. And every day she asks why she's still single. Now we know.
Hey, you know what? That is fine.
How did she get that mic back on? Oh, there it is. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with another round of the Man Panel next. Hold on.
I don't go out on dates with guys who don't open the door for me.
Really?
Really.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, man.
No, he didn't.
Big Mama's Man Panel.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men.
The number one in music station, B1039. We are back now with the Man Panel waiting on the judge to dial back in. We had to reconnect. I paid for the free Zoom plan. So with that being said, if you got questions for the Man Panel, you should text it in right now. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. You can text in any question you want to got. Go ahead. I see something off the Absolute Ball text line. Go ahead there, Budman.
This is actually probably a good question for Judge Justice. So.
Oh, we got to wait then.
Yeah, we got to wait.
All right. We'll wait till we get Judge back on here today to do this again. All right. So. Hopefully we get the judge back. Let's go. A friend of mine introduced me to this guy. Oh, wait, hold on. We just did that one. Moving on. Where I was right and everyone else was wrong. I think that was what I was right. I'm 42 years old and I've always been an optimist. I like to be happy and strive to focus on positives. I have a very stressful full-time job. My husband, of 24 years, has always been the most negative people I know. Perhaps his negativity was easier for me to deal with before. But one of my brothers recently died after a short and horrible illness. And my mom is slowly slipping away due to dementia. I am increasingly unhappy with my life. And one of my problems is my husband's constant complaining. No matter how hard I try to be upbeat and positive, he points out the negatives in everything, especially in me. He exhausts me. If it weren't for my wonderful children, I would not want to come home. I have tried to talk to him about it, but he doesn't see his own negativity. He blames me and our life in general for his unhappiness. Despite his complaining, I know he loves me, and I do love him. But I just feel like I can't live like this for the rest of my life. Man Panel, what should she do?
Mm-mm. Wow. This is a tough situation. I mean, you have kids. You're trying to protect them. You have a guy that is extremely, extremely negative, that sees only, you know, the glass half empty instead of half full, that finds problem with everything. Not uncommon. What she is describing is quite common. It's very difficult to approach these guys when you talk to them, because immediately they will tell you, you know, I would make a list. I will write him a letter and make a list of all and make the letter a very positive letter. Make a list.
I would not make the list very long. Do not make a list very long that you're going to give to your husband. That'll look like complaints to the complainer. Make it a five list, and if he wants to kick back five to you, kick five back to you. But don't give him a list of 140 things that drives you crazy about your husband.
No. The opposite. I would make a list of five or six things that are great about you guys. Not about, don't become him to counteract him. Be the opposite.
I see what you're saying.
Reverse psychology.
I like
and,
it.
And, right, exactly. And talk about all the good things that you have together. The family, the kids, you know, the house, the work, whatever it is, you know, the sex, whatever it is, mention only those things. Don't feed into that fire.
What do you think, bud man? Go ahead.
You know, you ever heard the expression, a tough nut to crack?
Yeah.
Sometimes guys are a tough nut to crack, and it takes some drastic measures to get through to us sometimes.
24 years!
Yeah. I
24
know.
Years.
Yeah.
Y'all are difficult creatures.
I mean, if we weren't in a pandemic, my guys say that you might need to go on a road trip for a couple days and make them think about it. Because sometimes drastic measures need to be taken to get through to some hard-headed dudes. Mm-hmm. Me being one of them. It's happened to me before.
I think you're missing the fundamental problem, though, with that. And it's at the age of 15, men quit mentally growing.
What'd you say?
At the age of 15, men quit mentally growing. We'll be a 15-year-old and a 65-year-old body. But women, they continue to evolve.
Hey, Dr. Dollar, is that science or is that something he read off the internet? I mean, come on, man. He's fighting something like he just read it, like we're supposed to believe that. He's a bartender, not a doctor.
No, but believe me, that bartender knows what he's saying.
Damn it.
Overall, even when I see men in their 80s, they still think that they are kids. They still, in their head, think they're kids. And he's right. Women evolve. Men, you know, stay where we were in 15, 14, or 16, whenever that period that our brain had enough testosterone, enough hormone, enough everything, and we remember that moment.
Yeah, so like you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I agree with like what the doctor said and Bedman said. You can remind him of everything that y'all have together and have accomplished, and being that we're under a pandemic and stuff like that, maybe just like be sensitive to his needs. Like Budman said, go on a road trip, which you can't do right now. But what if you go to the backyard and make it like a romantic dinner and try and like lift his spirits? Because I do feel like with men, y'all can be moody sometimes, just as well as women. But
I'm about to say, boy,
it's two different kinds of moody or whatever. So I think the direction that she needs to do is maybe just like remind him, you know, go outside, have a romantic dinner, and just try and lift his spirits in that way and see if it kind of helps, because he kind of just sounds like he's in a funk.
34 and 40, 34. You're no less than 42 years old. All right, 42, 43 years old. You're still young. You can either reset everything right now, or you can just roll out with it for the rest of your life. I mean, it's up to you. But that's a huge step. 24 years. You got to learn how to date again. You know what's changed in 24 years? You try to throw this away. to try to go back in. You may be single for a long time.
I feel like he's going through a midlife crisis because sometimes guys go through one at 30, they do it at 40, they do it at 50, 60.
No.
Constantly going through a midlife crisis.
You better, this is the man panel woman
I'm
around here, all right?
Saying.
Man, all right, hold on. Hey, go ahead. Judge, you want in?
I can tell you that, you know, being a man 50 plus in Southwest Florida ain't such a bad thing, Biggs. He ain't going to be that tingle. It's 13 to 1, man. They outlive us.
There you go. From judge.
Is that negativity? It kills. That negativity will kill.
You're right. You're right. I'm not a fan of it.
I think the issue that she has is she needs to realize what kind of father he is. Is he putting negativity in the kid's life, or is it just directed at her?
Is he making the kids negative? I mean, that's something I guess you got to think about. Is he making the kids negative?
No, you but know, he you could have underlying issues with her and could be negative when it comes to their interactions, but be positive and upbeat and a good kind of influence for the kid. You know, she's focusing on this one detail that she says is his defining characteristic. But is that coming through her point of view, or is it a mindset that others in the household will share with her?
You know what? You bring up a valid point, Bookie. I hope that she's not the negative one and she's deflecting it onto us to make it seem like he's the negative one. Sometimes, and this is in everybody's relationship, and I want you to think about this. Sometimes when you think that she's the mad one or he's the mad one or wherever you are, the other person is the mad one, or you think the other person is the one who isn't being supportive, or you think the other person is the one who's gaining the weight, you might want to stop because it could be you and you're deflecting it onto someone else. I have done it before. I have seen it done to me before. I can recognize it now. And it's a valuable lesson to learn in life. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Yeah, I, Big Mama, I think going back to that letter, to that piece of paper with five things, I think it's a very good way to communicate, because when you put things in writing, you realize, you know what, it's not that bad, or it's really, really bad. So I think going back, but we made her the victim. You know, she is the victim here. We made him the victim. I disagree. I think sometimes guys are just negative guys, and sometimes girls are just negative, and that's their personality trait. And until you bring to light, or as Budman said, until you don't have it anymore, then you miss it, or you have to put all the lights on it. You put him on the stage and say, you know what? Look how lucky you are. You are very fortunate to have this family, this wife, this work, this job, this. And you know what? We don't need a pandemic to realize that. Some of us do need a pandemic to realize how lucky we are.
I agree with the doctor.
All right. Man panel, I love my fiance, and we haven't had any real problems or arguments during the quarantine, but there is a problem I have that she doesn't know about. She has been completely off work during this time, and she has really taken it as a vacation from everything. She has worn only yoga pants and big sweatshirts every day. I mean, every day. That's it. She doesn't do her hair it's just pulled back every day now, and she just lays around all day watching TV. She actually gained a little weight. It's like she's just given up. I don't want to make too big a deal out of this, but I'm still here and still want her to be the woman I fell in love with. I get it. I understand that you want to take a break during this time, but it's getting ridiculous. If I say something, I know it'll be a problem. But it's a problem for me that she just seems to have given up and doesn't care. Should I say something? Is this what I have to look forward to after we get married and she stops working to have kids? I don't want to get over the top, but I am worried. What do you think, man panel?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What do you think? Go ahead.
This dude is overly concerned. First of all, yoga pants are sexy. I like yoga pants. I don't mind a sweatshirt either. Listen, if you want your girl to dress up, then cook her dinner and tell her you guys are going to have a nice fancy date. And then you put on some nice clothes, and then I'm sure she'll follow suit.
No, see, you live by example. And when you quarantine with just one other person, if you're young and in a strong relationship, you walk around the house naked. That way, it's there whenever y'all are ready for it. Keeps everything a little bit more interesting.
I agree with Budman. I think you do lead by example, as Bookie said, but you lead by example of showing her, you know what, let's do a date night. It's true that the restaurants are closed and the bars are closed, but you know what, we can make a little picnic somewhere. We can do even a picnic outside in the lanai.
And tell her to put jeans on, and when she puts the jeans on, she'll know they don't fit no more, and she knows to be sitting on her ass on a couch eating bonbons all day long. She needs to get off her ass.
And I would dress up, and I would put cologne, and I would shave, and I would look amazing, and I would, you know, charm her like crazy. You know, with a teaspoon full of honey. That's how you're going to get that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Judge, you want in on this at all?
You know, I agree with the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there we go.
I agree with the doctor, too, in the sense that, like, you can't be so judgmental right now. Like, this is all new for everybody, so cut people some slack. And because everybody's already going through so much that they have all this, like, stress and pressure on them or whatever. So if she wants to wear sweatshirts and yoga pants, let her live and tell her to dress up and have dinner and see how it goes from there. Like, there's other things to worry about other than
pre-quarantine. Being comfortable at home. This girl was probably working. She was probably going out after work. She had a social life. He probably had to compete to get one-on-one time with her. So he was probably going above and beyond and saying, like, hey, let me take you out, or let's do this, or, you know. But now that they're stuck together, he's realizing, hey,
she'll be there when I get home. Hey, you going anywhere today? Oh, no, you ain't. All right, I'll see you when I get back. That's the worst part. I feel bad about when I come to work is knowing that Sarah has no outlet. Like, she used to be so active with the kids, swim lessons and gymnastics and baby gym and all these different things, and all that's on hold for all these moms out there. And I know it's very stressful. Speaking of moms, I'm going to wrap up the man panel with this question. If you got your mother-in-law tickets to go see Michael Bublé in concert, but the concert has been canceled due to the COVID-19 projections, are you still obligated to get her another gift? By the way, I did get the refunded ticket price from Ticketmaster, and I've already used the extra money from the tickets to get some great add-ons to my lifted truck. I don't know her anything, do I?
Yes, you do. You definitely do. I mean, this is a small price to pay for to get along with your mother-in-law. Mother-in-law is always a problem. So you get her something even bigger than that ticket. So if that ticket costs you $100, you spend $120.
I already spent the money, man, on my truck, dog.
Get a loan. I don't care. This is a good investment.
I don't care if it's 24.5% interest. You better go get that loan, dog. That's what he's trying to let you know.
At minimum, she should have given the refund to the mother-in-law.
Yeah, at the very minimum. Hey, at least half of it, and lied about how much the ticket cost. I got him on discount.
Your mother-in-law is going to enjoy the enhancements that you made to your truck. That's going to make your wife unhappy.
Yeah.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. She's going to do something really nice for your mother-in-law.
I don't know. The enhancements to the truck could give her another grandbaby.
Yeah, right. Oh, there we go. Hey, well, I want to thank the entire Man Panel for being here today. Thanks, Man Panel, for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to get this Man Panel posted up on the internet. Dr. Dollar, Judge Justice, Bookie, all of you for dedicating your time to the show. It's been awesome. Thank you.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.